This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What it do?
Ahoy!
What up?
We may have to leave this building at any moment. Just telling the people out there, be prepared.
What up?
We may.
We got some serious sitch.
We may have to evacuate.
Serious sitch going down. By the way,
I don't even know why we're here right now.
Yeah, I feel unsafe.
Look, I'm not going to call us heroes.
I'm going to HR, but wait, we don't have an HR.
Because what's a hero? But I feel like right now we're being very brave, bringing you this fine program.
First of all, I would like to state that Ryan Buckley sounds 15% better than yesterday.
Well, that's good. Your cat AIDS is clearing up. Is he even in there?
Well, he's dealing with something else.
Yeah, he's got something going on.
He may be the guy, the perp. He may be the perp.
It's possible.
We don't know who the perp is.
No.
So we came in today. If you didn't hear Danny and Dusty, of course, as your noted newsman, I worked overtime today to go on their show and break the news that we had. We have a SWAT, and I don't even know what all's out there, but we've got like about a three to five block radius blocked off with Portland cops and SWAT and machine guns and cool stuff.
Yeah, the robots coming out.
And credit to you, news contributor, Suk knew exactly what was going on.
I'm right in the middle of it.
In a stunning turn of events, Suk is gossiping again.
I got to get in the middle of it.
And it's a homeless guy with a gun?
Yeah, homeless guy with a gun. Apparently he robbed and or shot at, it was a domestic violence situation, at another homeless person, and then someone tried to intervene, and that didn't go well, and now he may or may not be barricaded in a tent.
This raises a question.
Hence the robot coming out.
Can you have a domestic violence situation when you're homeless?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need a home to have domestic violence.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. It's not home violence. It's like
it's domestic.
Yeah, but if you hit
necessarily domesticated.
If you hit your wife while you were out on a golf course, that's domestic violence. You don't live on the golf course.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, I don't know.
I don't know that it is. I think that's abuse.
No, that's domestic abuse. There's a relationship.
That's DV.
And what we've heard here is this homeless gentleman was in a relationship with another homeless gal and stuff went sideways. And now I can confirm he may or may not be in a tent, but they can't get him out of the tent because if he does have the gun, you can't just go sticking your head in the tent. And so the lowdown that I got was they believe they feel there's movement in the tent, but if so, he's stonewalling them. Hence the robot's coming out.
Yeah.
And then if the robot finds out,
sorry,
what's happening? We're recruiting now?
Yeah, it was a misfire.
What on earth?
I've got two misfires in the last 3 minutes. I'm frazzled.
It's all right. Things are going haywire on the YouTube as well. Your camera was frozen. My camera was frozen. So
God.
Things are all cattywampus around here today.
What is happening?
Well, what's happening is chaos out on the streets.
It is chaos. Now, listen, I pulled up the back way, like coming off of the freeway there, you know, Highway 30. And so I had to, you know, this is the plight. It's just tough out there. I had to redirect all the way around to the front of the building.
Like 8 blocks.
Yeah, it took me 10 minutes.
It was no good.
It was rough, guys. Yeah.
Look, we are one street away.
I know.
And quite frankly, I'm a little unhappy that they decided to cut it off. If it was one street more, the barricade, yeah, we would not be here.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let us in.
Now, I may have tried talking to one of the officers and be like, hey, can you just move that police line? I just need to move
What,
like
you don't
want
to talk to the people today?
I just need to move like 8 feet. But they said, no, we can't do it.
Yeah, you're right. If it was literally one block over.
Yeah, we're not here.
To the east.
Yeah.
We can't get in here.
No, because they did say no one in, no one out.
Yeah. It's all taped off.
It's all taped off.
And there's a bunch of machine guns and dudes out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was when I pulled up and I saw the guys in the tactical gear, like with the rifles drawn. I was like, ooh, that's not.
Yeah.
So then I called my buddy.
It's not your normal Tuesday.
And he dropped it. Well, I'm not at work today.
What
is
today?
And I was like, it's Thursday.
Yeah, not your normal Thursday.
No. And he wasn't at work. And that was an unsatisfactory answer. Good thing I'm wearing my Portland police officer hat today, which I am. So I rolled up to a cop, dropped my buddy's name, and was like, hey, how about we get some 401 here? What's going on?
Did he toss you a machine gun? Say, get in there, champ. We need you. Good thing you showed up.
I got the load. I said, excuse me. I'm wearing a hat today. I'm important. Give me the scoop.
They're like, wait, is that a Portland police hat? Here, throw on this vest.
Yeah.
Go get him, Tiger.
Nah, I'm all right.
We need you.
You know what? I'm going to sit these few plays out.
Numbers are down.
You know what? I'm going to supervise. But well, yeah, they got the dogs, they got the robot, they got the drones. Yeah,
there's cool
thing.
Stuff
yeah.
going on. But I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed with what is actually happening.
Yeah.
Because when you see that, it looks very big and scary.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's one guy.
Yeah, one homeless guy with.
And it was a domestic violence. Because when I pulled up and I came down the road, it looked like globe lighting. Shout out globe lighting. It looked like that was the epicenter. And when I saw. As much the amount of force that was, I was like, oh my God, someone shot up, you know, the office.
Well,
and that was my first fear. Cause I was like, dude, that is not a normal police response. Hence me calling my buddy, but he goes, nah, I would have heard that. And he called it. He goes, they're probably just looking for someone. And sure enough, they're looking for someone. But when
they're armed,
but when someone has a gun and they're, you know, you got to,
they're
you
taking
call
all
out the cavalry.
They're doing the right things out there, at least I think.
Yeah.
But so your mind starts to wonder, right? Because you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just racing in to do your radio show.
Yeah.
Like that's, first and foremost, I got to get here to talk sports.
Well, I was ready to disseminate big Thursday night football news and then I was delayed.
We got to talk sports.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I got to get in there. But then your mind wonders and you're like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah.
So in my head, I thought maybe we had. Like some sort of cartel action.
Cartel action?
Well, you know how down here, so we're in Northwest Portland, okay, guys? We're in like Slabtown area.
Yes.
And there is, you know, two blocks over west of us under the freeway is what is normally a very big homeless encampment. Now there's only a couple of tents there.
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job
of cleaning it up. Yeah. But also around here are you know how those they just have nondescript like docks?
Yeah.
And you don't really know what is in these buildings. They just people are loading things and they're it's
just
all
generic
very generic
industrial buildings.
Yeah. Yeah. All painted white. You don't really know what it is. Well, that's where they were surrounding.
Yeah.
They were surrounding one of those. And I thought, I bet they're running some really cool stuff through there.
And see, I didn't see all that. I was coming up, I guess I was coming up 16th, and I just saw them taped off in all the cars, and I just thought, oh, man, that's a lot of tape for a pretty wide area.
Yeah.
I bet a homeless killed a homeless. That was my first thought.
Mm. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Now,
almost calling it.
See, we all had our things. When I saw the dudes in gear searching, because they were on... It wasn't like a casual, we're walking around. I was like, no, they're looking for.
No, it was more uptight.
Yeah, I was like, they're looking for someone. And that was my thought is like, you know, when someone goes in and shoots up a place and then you got to go look for them, which I guess kind of happened. I still don't know if anyone actually got
but
shot.
But are you disappointed? I mean, it's just homeless activity. It's like the homeless people. I'm sorry if this is offensive.
It's probably offensive.
It's just I'm over their shenanigans. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
Like that's boring.
This is a lot for it's a huge response.
The response looks like something super cool is going on. Like right under our nose was like the biggest cocaine trafficking in on the West Coast.
Yeah, it turns out.
But it's not.
Nah,
it's just a homeless guy with a gun.
Yeah.
And that disappoints me.
Mm. Understand. Well, I just like that he may, or when I talked to the guy, he goes, I don't know. He may be in a tent. He may not be. We're getting the robot. And I was like, what if he's not in the tent? It's like, then we got the dogs and the drones and we got to go find him. So
yeah, they may have to clear our building.
Yeah.
Looking for the guy.
So yeah, if he's already in the tent, I'm assuming the robots got him by now.
Or maybe he's one of us. Maybe he's among us.
It's possible. Oh, wait, do we have a homeless person here? I mean, I look a little disheveled, but you know, I showered today.
But we have a fortress here. You can't get in without being buzzed in.
Yeah, there's no way you could get in with a gun. I enjoy the.
But we haven't had any gunshots or anything.
No, but I'm just saying, everyone's like, "Well, we're secure." You realize that all of our doors are made of glass, so just
yeah, but they're all intact. We're fine. He's not in here. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Or she.
Yeah. But no, the guy they're looking for is a fella. So yeah. We can confirm that. I don't have a description or anything. The guy wasn't willing to give me that many details.
Whatever. So. And there's not that many tents out there. There's only like two or three.
Well.
I mean, if they would have come here with this and, you know.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
August.
Yeah.
They would have had to check 500 tents.
That is true.
Out there. I mean, it was a mess out there.
Now we're narrowed down to one tent. I do like that if you are going to barricade yourself as a perp, the tent maybe not the best place to do it.
Well, what would you do?
I don't know, but I just
climb a tree.
I just the of all the places, like they'll never find me in this tent.
There's nowhere you can go where they're not going to find you.
Well, but I don't know. Like
maybe the tent buys you some time.
Basement? How about a behind a dumpster? Is there a nook somewhere?
You can pound a white claw in the tent.
I guess. Maybe you go there and you get your meth. I don't know. Maybe you want to have one last day with your tent before you go to prison for a while.
Do you think it'd be cool if they had snakes? You know, because I know they got the robot things.
Yeah. Ooh.
But what if they just...
Flea snakes?
Yeah. What if they just unleashed a boa?
Boy, that'd be terrifying.
Right? That guy comes running out of there, doesn't he?
Dude, I like the way we're thinking.
Or is he to just shoot the boa?
Officer Slithers on the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, Officer Slithers.
Because look, we all know that the Maligators, the Belgian Shepherds they use, that's some scary stuff. You know what's scarier? Police snakes. And I'm not talking boas, dude. No, we're going cobras.
You want to get me to run into the arms of the police?
Police cobras? Yeah. I like that.
Police cobras.
Police snake, snake.
Any snake.
Police rattlesnakes, maybe for the Southwest?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could drone, because they got the drones out. What if we, you know, like they're doing the Amazon drone drops now. What if we just hovered above the tent and then we dropped, like, some cobras?
Just like a pile of snakes.
I promise you, he's coming out of that tent.
I'd imagine so.
Yeah, you're not messing around with that. Hey, I like where you're going. Sergeant Slither, let's do this.
We have a shelter in place. Here's the update. This is from Coin.
Yeah.
Authorities are searching for an armed suspect in Northwest Portland after he broke into an apartment Thursday morning. Those in the Northwest District neighborhood have been asked to shelter in place. I have not been asked anything.
No.
So,
well, we're one street away from sheltering.
Why have we not heard from our new fearless leader, Cooley?
It's a rudderless ship around here.
I love how I'm the one having to disseminate the information. Why isn't Cooley out there?
Well, you're a noted newsman.
I mean,
you're a news contributor.
It's the hat.
Let's not go too far.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, I am wearing a police hat, so I'm essentially a deputy at this point.
And look,
I mean,
if there's anybody cut out to be a news contributor, it's you, because you'll stick your nose in anybody's business.
Oh, 100%.
So that's, I saw you out there, and I was like, that is so on brand. Yeah. Suk is already getting the lowdown. This is perfect.
Yeah. I'm not just going to sit and let that go down without having the information. Hello. It's the first thing I did was roll up to the cop, roll down my window and be like, hey, what's happening, officers? I'm gonna need the scoop on what's happening here.
So at 11:15, he broke into an apartment of someone known to him. When officers arrived, the suspect fled. Police have set up a search perimeter in the area of Northwest 19th and Upshur. That's what we are talking about.
Yeah.
They have called in the Special Emergency Reaction Team, CERT.
Yes.
That's who it is. It's not SWAT.
Yeah, that's
it's CERT.
Those are the dudes that are all out in the full-on... Yeah,
because they're not dressed like SWAT.
No, they're dressed like... And I do find it interesting. They're all dressed in camo.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
they look like they're going to fight in Afghanistan.
It does seem a little weird, but, you know, maybe you blend into the homeless camps. Couldn't tell you. But those guys did not appear to be messing around. Yeah, they were.
They have big guns.
Yeah, they have big guns. So. Yeah. Action News 1080 Lives. You're damn right.
There you go, guys.
Yeah.
We're on it for you. The news you didn't know you needed.
Yeah. You tune in for sports, but you get this instead.
We're right in the middle of it.
Yeah. So if we have to evacuate at a moment's notice.
We'll do the show by phone.
They'll just have to hear ESPN the rest of the day. Sorry.
I did really have that thought because I kept going down because I asked the cop. I said, the first one, I said, can I get to my building? And he goes, maybe. But he goes, if you're in the zone, you're not getting in. So I kept driving down parallel to where they had it shut off. And I just kept seeing the barricade. And I was like, oh, my God, we are not doing the show today. And sure enough, one street too soon, they shut it down.
Yeah, here we are.
And yet here we are. Yeah. So close.
We should have an underground portal to the studio.
Oh, there you go.
Transfer portal?
The show's important.
Like a Shanghai tunnel sort of situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, get under there?
I mean, they're under there. I would imagine there probably is one under this building. This is an old building, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
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 Do you think one of the Shanghai tunnels is under there?
Or probably.
Something leading to the...
Although I'd be terrified. Like, I feel like Swag would have something going on down there. I'm not certain I'd want to know. Crazy as McGinley, I don't know. If there's a tunnel underneath this building, I'm not certain that I want to go poking around down there. It could be weird things.
Yeah. Your curiosity. Again, you stick your nose anywhere.
Yeah.
You're going down there.
Yeah, probably.
You want to know.
Probably.
And then you'd tell the whole world on the radio. Swigard's illegal dealings.
Can you guys please stay on the air if the guy breaks into the studio and maybe interview him? Sure. Bring him in. Maybe a list of demands. Mm. Try to talk him off the ledge.
Boring. I wanted something way cooler.
Mm.
What would have qualified as way cooler
in
your mind?
Well, I already said. I thought my mind
the
was...
The cartel thing?
Yeah, like there's something serious going on in that little nondescript industrial building over there.
I don't know what building.
Like they're running, like maybe sex trafficking through there or
that would have
drugs.
Been, and then the whole thing blew up.
All right under our nose.
21 Jump Street style.
I wondered why I saw you coming in out of there.
That U.S. chef store has always seemed kind of suspicious to me.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Some could be, yeah.
There's a bunch of chef coats
right
in there?
Right on the back side of that. Yeah, you don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, that's a front.
Underground illegal panda fighting. You know.
Exactly.
Weird things.
Gay beat-up clubs.
Exactly. That's probably what this whole thing started.
That's a reference to last night's program.
Which, if you missed the Jay Leno story around 6:30, do yourself a favor. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, Suk dropped a gay beat-up club on us.
Well, I didn't. That was a Jay Leno thing.
You did it.
I just was reporting the news.
Apparently, it's a Hampton Inn thing.
Apparently, it is a thing that you know about us.
That's what happens at the Hampton Inn.
All right, let's get our poll question in. Coming up next on The Fan.